For those of us that associate you, musically speaking, with Schumann in our first breath, tell us what else you've been doing.
Well, a lot of the time I've been researching on the byways of musical experience, illness and health in musicians. I've done some work on the diseases of the health and illness of Schumann and Schubert and published work on that. I've looked at the work of Elgar as well as Schumann, and the link there is my interest in historical cipher and shorthand of all kinds. I began a working career as a cryptographer.
That was my next.
In the English Army Intelligence Corps in wartime, and that interest has never left me. I mean, it was a passionate boyhood interest about codes and ciphers generally, and I find that sort of thing in music, and I find it also actually in the archives all over the world. If you consider the world as a kind of collection of archives, a great deal of it is still hidden in darkness. Shorthands that people can't read, codes and ciphers that people can't read, the English Civil War, the American Civil War, the American War of Independence, and all manner of shorthand diaries like Pepys and Cromwell's secretary in Scotland, William Clark, and so on. A great many of these things are still unread and notionally unreadable.